Last year, one young crane that was held back and didn't leave with the ultralight lead migration of whoopers was paired with other cranes and they flew south together. The young bird came back this spring, although it later hit a power line and died. This year, the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership specially trained four young birds to hang out with older cranes, first at the International Crane Foundation near Baraboo, then at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. The hope for this effort, called Direct Autumn Release, is that the young whoopers will follow the old when they start migrating later this month. Nisida manager Larry Wargowski says Direct Autumn Release aims to better mimic nature and save money.
The ultralight training is very time-consuming, very expensive, because you have a group of people that are involved with it from day one all the way through to migration in the fall, whereas the direct autumn release takes fewer people, you don't need planes.
Wargowski predicts the ultralight aircraft will eventually be phased out of the Whooping Crane reintroduction project. Ultralights continue to lead another group of birds that left Nisida last month, but bad weather has kept the birds and planes in southern Indiana for about 9 days, and Wednesday afternoon one of the young birds was found dead. Ultralight pilot Joe Duff has also announced that an older bird still at Nisida died sometime around October 23rd. There are still about 60 whooping cranes in the program. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.